بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال: كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر، فكنا إذا أشرفنا على واد هللنا وكبرنا وارتفعت أصواتنا، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أيها الناس اربعوا على أنفسكم، فإنكم لا تدعون أصم ولا غائب ولا غائبا، إنه معكم، إنه سميع قريب. متفق عليه. This hadith we touched on and we dealt with the translation and to some extent the explanation and commentary of it. However, due to time constraints, there were one or two aspects that remain just to reiterate or refresh our memories. Translation again, Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey. This section of the hadith which we are translating now pertains to the chapter which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought as his heading, that when a person is musafir, and as we mentioned, even not musafir, whenever you are on an incline, going upwards, elevator, escalator, stair, lift, on safar, on a journey, climbing up a hill, or you're walking, we learn from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you should make takbir, Allahu Akbar, make the zikr of Allahu Akbar. And when you are descending, going downwards, then we should make the zikr of Subhanallah. So, Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala says, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey. Whenever we would ascend upon a valley or wherever we were traveling, halalna wa kabbarna. Here in this hadith, two things are mentioned. Not only takbir, Allahu Akbar, but halalna. Halalna means tahleel. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. This should in fact become what we call our taqya kalam. One hadith, ma alal ardi ahadun. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there isn't anyone on the surface of the earth who says, la ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا كُفِّرَتْ خَطَايَاهُ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِثْلَ زَبَدِ الْبَحَرِ. Except that Allah Ta'ala will forgive all your sins, even though it be as many as the foam of the waves of the ocean. So there's such reward Allah Ta'ala has kept in what we call, what is referred to in hadith terminology as la yazalu lisanuka ratban bi dhikrillah. As a mu'min, as a believer, such should be our contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, our awareness of Allah Ta'ala, that we should strive that our tongues be wet, ratban, be wet, busy all the time with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So if you can't just make zikr, then be in the habit of keep a tasbih with you or some counter with you. Wherever you are walking, instead of engaging in unnecessary chit-chat and conversation, keep ourselves busy with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Particularly, don't just make any zikr, but there are certain adhkar that are linked to certain, as we see, sometimes it's a certain place, sometimes it's a certain condition, and as we see in this hadith, on the nature of movement, moving upwards, Allahu Akbar, moving downwards, Subhanallah. Only point, like I said, we discussed this to some extent previously, but just to delve a little bit more on this, Sahaba were raising their voices, وَارْتَفَعَتْ أَصْوَاتُنَا. Now, when it comes to ibadat and worship, there is this element or point of what we call sukoon, itminan, tranquility, peace. This is something naturally, if you look at it logically also, you are worship, making ibadat, you are worshipping. So don't worship in such a way that you have to put yourself into unnecessary difficulty or exertion. A lot of times you'll see people, when they're making namaz also, they'll be hunched over. Instead of standing straight, person is hunched over. Going into ruku, sajda, there's almost like he's some burden on top of him. This Islam does not advocate, as we see in this hadith. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba, وَارْتَفَعَتْ أَصْوَاتُنَا. We were raising our voices. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us. And he said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people, اِرْبَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Be kind to yourself. In other words, unnecessary exertion is not something that is praiseworthy. It's not something that the Shariat requires. No need for you to shout and scream. Why? فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدَعُونَ أَصَمْ. The being that you are making zikr of, the one you are entreating, the one you are calling out to, he is not deaf. وَلَا غَائِبٌ. Nor is he absent. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah Ta'ala says, we created insan, and leave when you are talking to Allah. What is Allah's link so far as what you are saying? What is Allah's link with you and connection with you so far as what you are saying? This is described many, many places in the Quran as part of the sifat and attributes of Allah. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلِ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. Allah says, whisper or shout out. Let it be the light of day. Let it be the darkness of the night. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ. All that is equal for Allah. Sometimes somebody is near you and is speaking. You don't have to exert yourself to listen to him. Then the person is a little bit far away. Now he says something in the same tone of voice as he said when he was near you. So you have to prick your ears, try and pay extra attention to listen to him. For Allah is not like that. What does Allah say? Sawa'um minkum. Near, far, shout or whisper. Elsewhere Allah says, wa in tajhar bil qawl. فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. If you shout, make jahar. Just shouting and exerting yourself and speaking in a way where you are making takalluf, forcing yourself in some louder voice. This is jahar bil qawl, what the Quran refers to. So Allah says, if you shout, وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. The being you are calling out to, he knows when you whisper. And then Quran goes even deeper than that. Allah says, wa akhfa. What is lower than a whisper? Whisper, your tongue still has to move, your lips still have to move. There is one manner of communication where neither your tongue or your lip is moving, only the heart is talking. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah knows that also. Allah hears that. Allah is closer to you than your jugular vein. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the Allah you are calling out to, the Allah whose name you are taking, is not deaf, nor is he absent. Innahu ma'akum, he is with you. And then beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, innahu sami'un qareeb. Innahu sami'un qareeb. Allah's sifat of what we call sama', Allah listens. How does Allah listen? To what extent? How comprehensive and how embracing is the quality of Allah Ta'ala that Allah listens to you? وَسِعَ سَمْعُهُ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Every sound Allah Ta'ala hears. As Imam Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to say that the proof that you have this yaqeen and conviction in your heart that Allah is listening to you is the type of dua that you make. Now if you observe today, normally, musalli after namaz, raise our hands, Allahumma inna salamika salamat. Leave anybody else. You yourself don't know what you said. We just mumble a few words. He says a person who believes that Allah is listening to him, it's not possible for him to be making dua like that. How you make dua, how you make your ibadat, with what attention and devotion, all this is indicative, it's a barometer, it's a thermometer to check this conviction, Allah is listening to me. So how am I speaking? How am I conducting myself? No need to shout. Sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's azmat, Allah's fawqiyat, Allah's jalal is such, wasi'a kursiyuhu samawati wal ard. Allah's kursi encompasses the heavens and the earth. So all these verses of the Quran where the azmat and the greatness of Allah is described, this creates in the mind a concept or idea of Allah, when Allah's majesty, Allah's augustness, Allah's jalal, Allah's jabarut. Technically, when something is big and powerful and impressive, normally we tend to associate these qualities with distance. So in other words, it's far away, not easily attainable. So the Sahaba came. أَقَرِيبٌ رَبُّنَا فَنُنَاجِي أَمْ بَعِيدٌ فَنُنَادِي. Ya Rasulullah, is Allah nearby? We can whisper and Allah will hear us. Or is Allah very far away so that we have to shout? Not going into details of this, but on that occasion, the verse of the Quran was revealed. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. My slaves are asking you about me. Tell them, without a doubt, قَرِيب, قَرِيب, I am very, very close to them. Same thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Abu Musa Ash'ari and other Sahaba in this hadith also, إِنَّهُ مَعَكُمْ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ قَرِيب. Allah is with you. Allah is with you. Allah is listening to everything. قَرِيب. Allah Ta'ala is very, very close to you. His kingdom, His jalal is such. قال ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه ما السماوات السبع والأرضون السبع في كف الرحمن إلا كخردلة في كف أحدكم. That the seven heavens and the seven earths in the grasp of Rahman is like how you hold one grain. One grain like how you will hold it. The seven heavens and the seven earths are in the grasp and the control of Allah Ta'ala. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The heavens, the earth are in the qabza, in the mutti, in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَن تَزُولَ. The heavens and the earth are locked to the command of Allah. So in your ibadat, have this kafiyat not of unnecessary exertion, but of conviction. Allah is with me, Allah is near, Allah is listening. Nothing I am doing is beyond the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming back to this hadith, this teaches us tranquility. This teaches us conviction in the way we make the ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also this issue of making zikr, make zikr softly. Don't disturb others, because it's not necessary for you to shout or scream when making zikr or any other ibadat. Your ibadat, there must be tranquility and sukoon. Why? Because the Allah that you are making ibadat to, and the Allah that you are talking to is not deaf, nor is He absent. He is all listening, He is all hearing, and He is with you. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.